Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios this morning, as always, every single week, I've got Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm so happy. I love the weather when it's a little bit overcast and kind of rainy. I like it a
you
lot.
You do?
Yeah, I really do.
I don't mind it for like an hour or two, and then I want it to dry up and be sunny again.
Oh, I love it. I like the snow. I like the rain. Anything like that's good.
I do for a minute. And then I'm over it real quick. But I do enjoy it when it's just kind of random. What was it last year? We had like a week straight where it rained every single day.
Every day.
I can't handle that.
Yeah, that gets old after a little while.
Yeah, I don't like it. Which brings us to a really good point. We mentioned it last week. Floods are, they're bound to happen. So you've got to take preventative measures.
Preventive measures, stay out of the slot canyons. I guess we had some flooding in Nine Mile Canyon out of a slot canyons there. So if you're on the other side of a flash flood and you're trying to get through it, just wait till it drops before you try to even go in there. You don't know how deep it is.
Right. And for those that have gone through Nine Mile recently, I mean, since they've paved those roads, there are multiple dips in the
road
are meant for flash flooding to come through. If there's water, even a little bit, you don't think, don't try it.
Yeah, just wait. It'll subside, and then you can assess the situation and figure out what you need to do from there.
Right. Well, Sheriff, let's talk about fun stuff, because this is a very busy time of year.
International Days this weekend. I'm so excited about it. So our search and rescue group has a booth at International Days. They're going to be there. They're going to be selling derby tickets in advance. They're going to sell raffle tickets. We're going to give away two opportunities to drive derby cars. Two this year.
Wow.
So we have two different cars that they've built. One's last year's car they've refurbished. The other one's a new car, but it's going to be a good time. So look those guys up at International Days and talk to them. And, of course, the law enforcement will be out for International Days. And it's going to be a good time. The Derby, I'm so excited about it this year. We have, I think there's close to 30 cars signed up right now. I expect some more to come. There's always the last-minuters that show up. We have the different classes. It's going to be a lot of fun. The minivan, mini truck class, I'm excited about that one.
You know, the Derby is always a huge tradition for so many families in the area. But what I love about it is it's not just the same old thing every single year. You're always trying different things, adding new things, just kind of switching it up a little bit.
We try to keep it like that so it's something new. So, it's not the same old every time. So I'm excited. It's going to be fun. Good food, good friends, good time, good old Carbon County night, August 12th.
And you know what? It's going to be a lot of fun for those that have been thinking about it. Maybe you're on the fence about getting a car into this year's Derby. It's not too late.
It's not. You can put a car together in that 80s and newer chain and bank class. You can build a car relatively quickly. About a weekend, you could have a car ready to go.
And for a list of rules to get registered, to sign out all your information, pay your fees, just head on over to Tire King and they'll take care of all of it.
Tire King has everything. And even if you're just thinking about doing a car, call Tire King. They have a few cars. This is a secret, but we're going to let it out now. Tire King has a few cars that they may be looking for drivers for.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe give them a call.
Give them a call over to Tire King. They're going to be able to hook you up for the Demolition Derby. It's coming up really, really quick. Backtracking this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we've got International Day celebrations. It's going to be a lot of fun. They all kick off on Thursday night with the Culture Connection at 7 p.m. over at the Price City Peace Gardens. Continue all day Friday and Saturday. I mean, it's a jam-packed weekend.
Should be a lot of good times there. A lot of good entertainment, good food. Law enforcement will be there. Feel free to approach your law enforcement officers. They'll be happy to talk to you.
Right. Well, make sure to check out their Facebook page as well, Carbon County Sheriff's Department. They are able to update the community on that every single day and just kind of keep you informed on what is happening in our town. And as always, Sheriff Jeff Wood swings by the Castle Country radio stations every single week to update us there as well. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
You know, just want everyone to enjoy summer. It's winding down fast, and we'll see you out there at International Days.
Oh, for sure. You are listening to Castle Country radio stations, and that has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood.